Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is good. I don't believe it. Once again, deja vu. A two-out, game-tying two-run home run by Scott Brosius. Probably the most unbelievable feat in World Series history.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 11:25 back on The Fan. BT and Sal's Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Back to these Jet and Giant calls in a moment at 877-337-6666. Little 3RQ coming up next. The Crown at noon hit you with the top story. All right, the Yankees. So, I said to Sal a couple of minutes into the show, like, I had to drive and pick something up last night, so I'm in the car. I get a chance to hear a little Yankee rally, which, let's face it.
Who was on the call last night?
Oh, why am I forgetting? I knew you were going to put me on the spot. No, it was Shackle. Oh,
okay, there you go.
I heard Emmanuel once over the weekend. I think they flipped it.
Okay.
I think driving to Staten Island, I heard Shackle on Saturday, and going to Staten Island Sunday, I think I heard Emmanuel.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was. Emmanuel, he's got like whatever rotating type schedule. So
I think it was Shackle last night, though. Yeah, it was definitely Shackle. So, a little Yankee rally, a couple of the runs. I'm like, all right, let's dig in. Go home. They'll Knicks tonight. Obviously, do a little juggle with the Rangers. Catch up on them. Check in on them. Maybe I'll see a 10 spot from the Bombers. It break out a little bit.
You score four in the first against a crappy A's, right?
I didn't see a run the rest of the night. I didn't. I heard it here on The Fan. I didn't see it. Now, I could be overly negative, or I could be down the middle. And I'm going to be down the middle, as I always try to be, even if I'm off with something. Like, the Yankees' offense is going to be a problem most of the season. Like, this is not just a rough start.
That's a big problem.
No, it is. I'm not trying to minimize that. It's a big problem. Gleyber Torres not only looks horrendous, but now you have to wonder, okay, the weight of the contract pursuit, how does this continue to manifest itself? DJ LeMahieu might not play a game this year. Not that I'm really, like, holding my breath for DJ LeMahieu, because he hasn't even been that good the last couple of years. One at-bat last night. One at-bat. I believe it was Somerset. And he got to take him out. His rehab is done. So,
and real quick, sorry to interrupt. But
oh, good. Go for it.
I know you were not thinking LeMahieu was necessary or needed, mm-hmm. and I understand why. However, with the way that they're going, specifically Volpe struggling at the leadoff spot, you could have easily just said, you know what, LeMahieu back, put him in the leadoff spot, move Volpe down, maybe get that production back at the bottom of the order. It could have theoretically changed things and been an easy transition to move Volpe out of the leadoff spot with LeMahieu coming back. Now it looks like he's not going to come back.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I wouldn't do that anyway. I would, now, unless like Volpe sinks to like 209 and he just looks really out of whack there, then maybe I would investigate anything. But I still like Volpe's speed atop in front of Soto, whatever. But I was thinking more, you know, whenever he comes back, DJ, if he does, six, seven hole, kind of lengthen things out a little bit. Obviously, good discipline, strike zone, put the ball in play, blah, blah, blah. Yanks have got nothing from their catchers. I could not be more wrong so far on Austin Wells. Now, he doesn't play every night. I get it. He's learning the league. I get it. But he's giving you zip. Trevino is a punching Judy hitter. I mean, he's not even a good defensive catcher anymore. Can't throw, right? So, really, outside of Soto, outside of Cabrera, you know, and that and the blistering start by Volpe and here and there with Stanton, the Yankees offense is a mess. Now, that's the honest assessment. I don't think it gets much better until Dominguez comes back, and Dominguez needs to show we can hit regularly. But one positive on Judge, and I'm going to make a prediction, and they said it as I was thinking it. When you look at a guy struggling, whether it's Lindor or Judge or whomever, it's not just, oh, well, was he 0-for-4? Watch the at-bats. And I would say more specifically, watch how they take the pitches. Because for a guy who's in a funk, he's usually jumpy. He's guessing. He's just all out of whack, mechanically and mentally. Aaron Judge is starting to, I know that this sounds like a reach, but it's not, is starting to take pitches better, which means he's seeing it better, it's traveling deeper, and now he just missed, you know, he started to hit the ball hard to right field, at least last night. I'm going to make a prediction. I think Judge is on the doorstep of going bonkers. And if he does not, then the Yankees have an issue that is not correctable this
right.
season.
And let's say even if he does, and I do understand what you're saying. I mean, he's been awful, but he doesn't look like he's, like Glaber looks like he's lost at the plate.
Yeah.
You could just see him wearing it. Judge never, to me, looked like
he's Judge
lost.
Looked, I think he maybe even looked on occasion worse than Torres. Torres's per pitch average per plate appearance is still very high. I think it's like among the top in baseball. I'm just saying last night, Judge
maybe,
looked more locked in.
Maybe
last
to
night.
Me it's just a confidence thing watching Judge, but I still don't feel like Judge has looked that lost or overmatched. Now, obviously, he doesn't look good striking out left and right, all that stuff, but I still have confidence when Judge comes up, even though he's not getting the job done. Now, the more he doesn't get the job done, the less confidence you have in him. I have no confidence in Torres. But let's say you're right. Judge starts to go nuts. The Yankees still have issues because they're relying on...
I don't disagree.
Yeah, that's the problem is that, you know, I was giving them 1, 2, and 3 in the order. Volpe, Soto, Judge. I was giving even the bottom of the order. Like, I think Verdugo will be fine. Cabrera's going to be fine down there. Even the catching spot, I expect Wells to get going to some extent at some point. Trevino's a guy who could put the bat on the ball in a key spot. He's already done that, even with, you know, not being overly productive. Still in a key spot, maybe put the bat on... And you don't have to have everybody get hit. So I'm okay with 7, 8, 9. 4, 5, 6 are the main issues to me. If Rizzo can produce consistently, if Stanton can produce consistently, that's obviously going to be great. I just don't trust that they could do it consistently.
Me neither.
And that's a big problem because especially when you combine that, those two guys, the variables that they bring, whether it's injury, whether it's age, whether it's performance, whatever it may be, combined with Gleyber Torres being a zero, you can't get no production or no consistent production from 4, 5, 6. Oh, and then on top of that, get nothing from Judge and Volpe. I mean, now you get a whole lineup of issues.
And I got news for everybody. I mean, there's going to be, and he was 0 for 9 before he got hit last night, there's going to be, as amazing as he is, a 2 or 3 week, maybe even a month, where Juan Soto's not amazing.
Right.
I mean, he's human. It's baseball. It's hard.
He does get out. Yeah, he'll draw his walks, and obviously he's going to get on base, but it's not like Juan Soto's a perfect player.
No, he's going to have a month where he hits 240, 243, 251.
And he can't carry a team.
Maybe worse.
One player cannot carry. Now, here's what's most alarming to me, BT, and we'll get back to the draft calls here in a second, that I really believed after watching the first 7 games of this season that it was different.
So did I.
It felt different. The Soto effect felt real. The Yankees looked like savages in that box. It felt like this was going to be sustainable for the offense. Forget about the pitching or the bullpen or certain numbers or whatever. It felt like the way that they were grinding at bats and working counts and battling back, that was going to be their MO the entire year. And that quickly went away with opening day when we were out there at the stadium.
Yep.
And then that's just one game, so you overlook it. Then the one game turns into a week, and then they start getting shut out.
Then the first game, there's been 4 shutouts. First game against the A's in the series, shut out. Last night, 4 runs in the first, nothing the rest of the night. I mean, they don't score.
Shut out at home, shut out to crappy teams. Yeah. That's something that is alarming because I thought it was different to start the year. It's looking like more of the same, even with Juan Soto.
I can't really.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can't push back on that. I mean, Judge is going to eventually become judge, I think.
That will change things, but for how long?
I don't know. It depends where Volpe is. Is Volpe more the first month or the first couple of weeks or the last couple of weeks? I think he's probably somewhere in between. But you got to make sure he gets in between. And this recent funk is not more emblematic of the year he's going to have. So I don't know what to tell you, Yankee fans. It's not about, you know, quitting or waving a white flag or being frustrated unnecessarily, but you watch these guys every night. You can watch baseball for 90 minutes, and you don't see them get a hit.
Yeah.
877-337-6666. BT and Sound on the Fan. All right, back to you, calls here. Jets and Giants, draft thoughts, a little Yankee stuff with the offense. You missed anything first hour. Free Odyssey app. Check it out. Hit rewind. Jerry is up in the Bronx with BT and Sound. What up, Jerry?
What's up, BT?
Hey, Jerry.
Sal, what's happening?
Jerry, how are you, my friend?
Listen, with Judge, it's all mental. Let me tell you why. The reason is, if this guy had any kind of an injury, the Yankees would be resting him. He's playing every day. Now, BT, you played the outfield before. When you're a center fielder, you're breaking every hit to the outfield. You're breaking left or right.
Yep.
Because you're backing up the outfielders. The guy, when you're in right field and the shot's to left, you're basically just moping around because it has nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to back up one of the bases. The reason is this guy's moving constantly. And it can't be an injury with his toe or his oblique from spring training or something like that, because you know that they'd be resting him. And as far as third base is concerned, that's going to be the new black hole, okay? LeMahieu's done.
What do you mean the new black hole? When was the last time they had a good third baseman?
Okay, so you're enforcing my point. They haven't had one. Since when? Scott Brosius?
No, a little bit after that. Alex Rodriguez played third.
Chase Headley?
Chase Headley.
Yeah, remember him? Yeah. The old Padre, the lefty?
Who was the last third baseman they had, to your point? You can't think of one off the bat.
Well, I did say A-Rod. You're choosing not to acknowledge that, but
no.
I said Alex.
Okay, you know what? A-Rod was a good third baseman, but what can we say about him offensively? You know? I mean, he was amazing there. But who knows? But at first base now, Rizzo's not an everyday first baseman either, BT.
Mm.
He's not. They're playing him every day. Who's backing him up now?
Nobody.
I mean, nobody. Torres is asleep
second
base.
Torres is a stiff.
Look, when you're throwing as a catcher to second base, you got to put your body in front of it. You do whatever you have to do not to let that ball go into the outfield.
Yep.
And then you let Judge die for a ball because you're just lackadaisical going on a pop-up. If you're not hitting, you got to go to the nines playing the defense.
I agree.
Okay? Don't give me five. The guy is sleepy at second base. He's a loser, and they should have gotten rid of him.
Of course, a loser. But, he's not in. I got to let you go. That play bothered me. Was it over the weekend? I mean, it all blends together. But he got such a late reaction. It was a little shallow pop-up. Obviously, listen, you play the outfield, you take control. And it's a lot easier to come in on a ball than go back. But that's the second baseman. Could have even been Volpe's ball. But I thought that should have been Gleyber Torres' ball. That's the play where Aaron Judge dove. First of all, he could get hurt. He ran probably 100 feet because it was really right behind second base. And he didn't even catch it. So, no, Torres, he's on my last nerve. I'm just...
But we talked about this last summer, you know, and I. I'm sure you've been doing it years before with Tiki, but I remember you and I talking about it last summer. Like, we agreed, Torres is just a losing player.
Yeah.
The Yankees should have moved on from him, and they knew it. They should have moved on from him years ago, and they didn't find an offer that they liked for whatever reason. All right, we'll ride it out with Gleyber Torres, see what he does in his walk year, maybe get a highly motivated player that can produce, and then just go get off into the sunset, go get whatever contract he gets. But they're getting nothing. It's gone the opposite. Torres has shown that he can't hack it. Guys in walk years, dude, you either have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that the majority of these guys want to get paid and have career years. Other guys, we saw with Conforto, who, by the way, is having a nice season with the Giants.
Yes.
But we saw with Conforto, he couldn't handle the pressure, and now we're seeing with Gleyber Torres, looks like he can't handle the pressure of the walk year.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to your Jet and Giant calls. We'll get these Yankee lack of offensive, these offensive issues up as well. And a little 3RQ coming up next. Three random questions with BT and Sal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.